Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Dr. Joseph A. Michelli, PhD, CSP, and an internationally sought-after speaker, author, and organizational consultant. His insights encourage leaders and frontline workers to grow and invest passionately in all aspects of their lives. Dr. Michelli is the author of numerous national bestsellers. His latest book is The Airbnb Way, Five Leadership Lessons for Igniting Growth Through Loyalty, Community, and Belonging. Dr. Michelli, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, I understand, obviously, you've written a number of books about leadership and customer experience excellence at established brands like Starbucks or Mercedes-Benz. Why write a book about a disruptive company that started in 2007?
So in 2008, I was writing a book about the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. It was the shining star in hospitality. And we were looking at how they were trying to become more contemporary. They were always elevated in their service experience, but they were a bit stuffy. You couldn't drink a beer at a Ritz-Carlton out of a bottle. You had to use a glass. So they were trying to change and become more relevant. While I'm doing that book, there's a couple of guys with three air mattresses in San Francisco, and they're selling $80 a night to sleep on their air mattresses and get uncooked Pop-Tarts for breakfast. Fast forward 10 years, and now we have a brand, Airbnb, which is valued at about $38 billion, which is right about what the Marriott company is valued at. And goodness knows, they have a lot more properties, and they also have rolled in the Ritz-Carlton. So, you know, something's going on, and the world's changed, and it's time for us all to pay attention to the 21st century customer experience.
And that is a tremendous lead-off to get things rolling here today, and some fantastic information as well. How has Airbnb become so successful with a product that relies on people opening up their homes to strangers? That is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, go figure. I mean, that's why I have to study it, right? Because who's going to let somebody sleep in the room next to you, and who's going to invest in a company like that? The answer, I think, is that people have been home sharing forever. It's not new. VRBO was probably the bigger leader in the space, so most all of that was vacation rental. I think what really happened in this one is they created a technology that made it easy for the marketplace to exist, and then they've inspired a lot of hosts to behave in a way that creates an off-the-grid, magical end-to-end travel experience.
Now, taking that even further, a lot of people are talking about an Airbnb IPO. What do you know about the timing of that or the likely attractiveness of Airbnb stock?
Well, I can tell you straight up, they just did a classic Airbnb, a one-sentence announcement saying we are positioned to go public in 2020. So they're going to go public in 2020. They may not do the IPO route. They may do a direct, which is a little unusual. But Airbnb is unusual in that they are the only unicorn, those are super fast-growing tech companies, that is profitable at the time that they're going to go public. So Uber wasn't, Lyft wasn't, but Airbnb's been making money. So it'll be interesting. I think all of that bears well for success in their public offering, which will only cascade the speed with which they grow.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Joseph A. Michelli, an internationally sought-after speaker, organizational consultant, and author of numerous national bestsellers. His latest book is The Airbnb Way, Five Leadership Lessons for Igniting Growth Through Loyalty, Community, and Belonging. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what are the three key lessons any business owner, leader, frontline employee, or average person can learn from Airbnb?
Well, I love that question because it does speak to all kinds of different folks who can learn from Airbnb. You know, the times have changed. So Airbnb, one of the first lessons I would say as a business owner is what got you here will not get you there. Airbnb, I think, is super students of consumer trends and lives in a space that's supportive of meeting the customer where they are. So there's a great law of business called Martech's Law, and it basically says that businesses tend to get better year over year, but they do it incrementally because they're afraid to take many risks. Customers sometimes do something behaviorally that is exponentially different than where customers are going. The gap between the customer behavior and the incremental growth of the business is called a disruption gap. And I think Airbnb lives in that space. Look, consumers don't want 350 square foot hotel rooms anymore. They want variety. They don't want predictability. They want variety. They want to be able to travel local, be able to experience what it's like to live in a community. And so I think that paying attention to those kinds of trends, looking at millennials who want more experiences than they want new products, realizing that there's a real emphasis on reuse, not just buying new. So you're seeing a lot of growth in that space. So be a trend spotter and really try to match your customers where they're moving, not just yours. That's one. I think two, create a great sense of belonging. Airbnb is the quintessential focus point of belonging. Their messaging is all about make sure the person belongs when they arrive at your website. They feel that sense of belonging when they arrive at the door. They feel that sense of belonging throughout their relationship with the brand. And finally, I think the big one is you have to build brands today that are technology-aided, human-powered experiences. People want to opt in and out of technology and human touch on their terms. And if you don't have all of that in your portfolio, you're probably not going to be successful.
And really appreciate your input there. Most helpful. Now, customer experience is certainly a buzzword in business today. How does Airbnb's leadership guide a branded Airbnb experience with service providers that they do not employ?
Wow. Yeah. And what a challenge. So in my early days, I was working with brands like Starbucks, and clearly they employ all of the partners at Starbucks. And so if you have somebody who just can't ever get in line, you can encourage them to find some other career path. I keep moving farther away from the mothership, though, because the book that I did before this was about Mercedes-Benz. So Mercedes was trying to influence the behavior of dealers who are independent business owners, so the business-to-business-to-customer experience. Airbnb lives in this really way-out island where they have to deliver great experiences for their employees, so they do have that. But beyond their employee network, everything else they do is through a disenfranchised network of hosts. It could be an 80-year-old woman who's decided to rent out, you know, her spare bedroom. How do you get her to align? So I think what you see is that they've done a number of different things. Their social media messaging has been incredible. Their direct messaging to hosts has been incredible. The fact that they rate hosts, or they allow the customers to rate the hosts, the guests to rate the hosts, and then make those hosts profiles and their listings available based on those ratings. So let's pretend that I am renting out a room and I'm not getting great guest ratings. You would never be able to find my property because the artificial intelligence would limit your capacity to see my offering. It would just get pushed down because of my ratings. And I think when you create these transparency networks, when you constantly message what your true north is, you have a much greater chance of delivering the kind of experience that you want people to have. And that's what brands are, really, in the end. They're just what people say about us when we're not around. So if you want people to say, hey, I went to Airbnb and I really felt like I belonged, then you better message that out to all the people who communicate that to your customers, because they are setting the true north for that experience. And if a guest doesn't have it, they're probably not going to use your product again in the future.
Lastly, Dr. Michelli, how does Airbnb compare to other brands with whom you've worked for or with? For example, how do they stack up to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, Zappos, or Starbucks? What's your thought there?
I love that question. I really don't think you can compare many of these things head to head, right? They all have different offerings. Starbucks created the living room of the community. They, at the time Starbucks became successful, more people owned private jets than they owned espresso machines. Now espresso-based drinks are part of our culture. They did it by creating this living room of the community. Zappos has one of the wildest, craziest cultures known to man, and they create such an incredible culture of wow that they infuse that into an online retailer. But I think what is interesting about Airbnb is that this leadership is globally shaping the way people travel and giving a whole set of options and variety and inspiring hosts to learn how to create hospitality. And hospitality, defined in the Airbnb world, is service with heart. So do all of the basics of service. Be responsive, be consistent, do those kinds of things. But then think about, how do I anticipate the wants, needs, and desires of the consumers in front of me? That's very Ritz-Carlton-esque. Hospitality is the same wherever you are. It's just being translated through this shared economy where your Uber driver could show it, your Airbnb host could show it, but we all have to make choices. Do we want to deliver hospitality, or are we just providing a transaction?
Well, Dr. Michelli, it certainly is interesting and really some great information here today. Can't thank you enough for your taking a moment to be with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on your book, The Airbnb Way, or yourself, where's the best place online to get further information?
For the book, it's airbnbway.com. Just airbnbway.com. And we also have a contest we're sponsoring. It allows people to go and have a tour of Airbnb. We're going to get them traveled over to San Francisco. All the details on that contest are on the website, airbnbway.com. You can find out a lot about the book there, and there's no purchase needed in order to enter into the travel contest. And then you can find out about me at josephmichelli.com. That's josephmichelli.com.
Good enough. Again, Dr. Michelli, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
It was an honor. Thank you.
And you are so very welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Joseph A. Michelli, an internationally sought-after speaker, organizational consultant, and author of numerous national bestsellers. His latest book is The Airbnb Way, 5 Leadership Lessons for Igniting Growth Through Loyalty, Community, and Belonging. And the website of reference is, once again, airbnbway.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.